Okay, folks, so I know you're looking at this B-roll and you're probably thinking, they're reviewing Jurassic World again? Technically, yes. Basically, what happened here was Trevor and I had just finished our review for Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I figured, you know, dude, you didn't get to record your thoughts on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. We still have time. You want to sit down and keep recording? So Trevor was down for it, and you can think of this as part two to my Jurassic World review. A reboot of that first review. Whatever works for you. Basically, again, as with all of the B-roll episodes, this is at least one of us going, yeah, fuck it, what the hell. So, anyway, enjoy, and I will see you next month for The Meg. Ah, Jason Statham versus a giant shark. Anywho, enjoy!
Mike found me. So, of course, I gotta talk about Jurassic World. I didn't hate it like he did.
I don't think anybody hated it like I did, but
but I certainly didn't love it. No. I got some enjoyment out of it, I guess, but I think overall I was rather indifferent to it. I thought it was kind of a meh movie. I mean, even now, about a week or so after having seen the movie, I haven't really given much thought to it since, honestly. It was kind of, it was just kind of there.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say that there are elements of it that I definitely appreciated. I'd say that in certain respects, more so than any of the other sequels, it came closest to recapturing some of the horror elements of the original Jurassic Park. And that's largely due to J.A. Bayona, a director coming from a horror background and knowing exactly what to do in terms of lighting, in terms of camera angles and everything in order to capture those horror elements. The dinosaurs were very dinosaur-y.
Yeah, basically, like, you had like that scene with the Brontosaurus.
Oh my god, that scene.
Island. It's...
I will say, though, I did actually tear up a little bit at that
scene. Yeah, to me, that was like, they almost stopped the movie just to do that scene. I should have hated that because it's a visual for the sake of a visual.
Mm.
But as I said with my thoughts, they did do a great job with the dinosaurs, and I will give them credit there because plot-wise, you can clearly see that they've stopped the movie just to do this, but it looks great.
Mm. I will say that out of all the sequels that we've gotten so far, this is the first time that we've seen a sequel actually try something different. Sure, the first act is definitely doing a bit of the same of, you know, a bunch of people who are a lot dumber than real life people because...
Yeah!
Because why would anybody fucking go back to this island after everything that's happened? Like,
they built an amusement park on top of an island with an at least semi-active volcano twice!
It floors me.
I honestly, after what I saw in this movie, I almost have to argue your use of the word try. Because as I had mentioned in my review, there are so many instances of ideas that they drop that could have been great.
Yeah. They
don't do anything with them at all!
No, I know. But like, at the very least, it's like, the big thing that they really needed to do different in this franchise is take the dinosaurs out of the context of the island. They needed to take them off the island. They needed to bring them into the mainland and actually have them interacting in our world. And at least this movie sets that up. And when we get this third Jurassic World movie in 2 years' time, we're going to finally get that. And I just hope and pray, even with Colin Trevorrow taking the mantle again, that they can actually come up with something great with this. I just felt like the first Jurassic World, he didn't really quite know exactly what he had or what he was doing, and it just... As much as I enjoyed the first Jurassic World, I can't not admit that it was flawed in a number of ways, and one of the biggest flaws of that was that tonally it was all over the place. And that, I think, was largely due to the fact that I don't think Colin Trevorrow entirely knew exactly what he was doing with it.
I think to that, one... If you want to argue our views on Colin Trevorrow's writing here, two things. One, we are nowhere near the only critics saying this. Two, go watch The Book of Henry, then come back and tell us that Colin Trevorrow can write a decent movie. That's what got him pulled off of Star Wars.
He had been working on a draft of the script for Episode 9, and... after what we've seen, we can infer from that chances are whatever he was coming up with for Episode 9 was totally all over the place an absolute mess. And after the way things have been going with Star Wars, it's little wonder that Kathleen Kennedy was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love you, dude. We've worked together in the past. We've had a great friendship. But... this just isn't working, and we need to go in a different direction. And he politely stepped down.
Yeah.
And kudos to them for actually coming to an amicable disagreement and parting ways mutually. I give them credit for that, because that hasn't always happened.
Yeah.
But back to this franchise.
Get that man off the script right now.
Direct. Fine. I think he's a talented director, but... in terms of writing, I just don't think he's quite there. I think they need to have... if he wants to come up with the story, if he wants to come up with a draft of the script, fine. But have other people tool at that. And that little girl, like, I mean, my God. The fact that it's taken them five movies, to finally introduce the idea of human... cloning into the mix of all of this. Because if you have the power to clone dinosaurs, of course you're going to have the power to clone humans. But there's so much ethical ramifications behind that. That seems like a much more compelling story thread to go with than what they've been doing with the dinosaurs in these two movies of splicing them together to create these new monsters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was that, number one. Number two, again, as I said in my review, for the love of God, if you're going to make it a plot twist, try to hide it. And number three, I don't know about you, but when she hit that button and was like, I had to save them because they're like me, that's A, ridiculously stupid line.
So
and
forced.
B,
so forced.
And B, I don't know about you, but I couldn't watch that scene and go, girl, you just killed a hell of a lot of people.
Like, if you're going to release the dinosaurs into our world, at least do it in a way that doesn't seem so contrived.
And, like, there was that segment, I think, toward the very end, where you see that lion on the...
It was a number of segments. It was the scene in the zoo where the T-Rex breaks in, his roars at the lion roars back. There's a scene...
I'm sorry, that T-Rex would have eaten the lion immediately.
Mm. There was a bit of a gully gap between them or whatever, I don't know.
That T-Rex is not gonna care.
Probably not, but...
No,
But in any case, there was that scene... there was a scene of the pteranodons flying along the coastline as Owen and gang are in their vehicle driving away. And then, of course, there's a scene of Blue on the cliffside roaring at the sunset over a suburban enclave, whatever.
We'll just say that it's Vegas, because we see dinosaurs in Vegas at some point there, and like, sure, why not?
Probably. And of course the Mosasaurus, you know, in the wave going after the surfer. And this is the stupidest part. Like, I just listed off four distinct scenes that, with Jeff Goldblum's like voiceover in the background, clearly highlighting the fact that we are now, within the context of this franchise, we are now entering a new age in this world of dinosaurs interacting with humans in our reality, in our everyday life, and that's going to have a huge implication on the world, and that's going to hopefully make for some compelling storytelling in the third Jurassic World movie. But that was enough.
Yeah.
They had a fucking post-credit stinger with yet another scene basically addressing the exact same fucking thing that all those other scenes did. It's like, who's staying to the end of the credits for this movie, for one thing? And for another, anybody who does, they're gonna come out of that movie being like, why?
I'm gonna give DoubleToasted.com and OneOfUs.net both credit for this, because I can't remember which of these two points that I heard from which site, but one, are they trying to make Blue into their version of Caesar from Planet of the Apes? Because there's a... It looks like it. Yeah!
It looks like it.
It almost looks like they're going that way, and with the degree of idiocy that we get at the end of this movie, let's just take Jurassic World, The Fast and the Furious, put them together, and shoot them the hell into space, because at this point, who the fuck cares anymore?
Both owned by Universal.
Yeah, like, why not? If you want to get idiotic, go full out, or just don't bother making the movie.
It wouldn't surprise me if Blue actually talks in the third movie.
Exactly! You look at Bryce Dallas Howard. You look at Claire, who, as I was saying to you before we started recording our Ant-Man and the Wasp review, Claire spends most of the movie going, we have to save the dinosaurs. We have to save these beautiful creatures. We have to save them. We have to save them. We have to save them.
Why?
Exactly! One scene between Claire and Dr. Malcolm could have just been like 30 seconds. A two-line exchange could have established that motivation perfectly.
I also want to know, what the fuck happened to Site B? Isla Sorna. We had two movies there. Are we just going to pretend that it doesn't exist? Like, Yeah, sure. Those movies were maybe not as well received or whatever, but the point is, there's still dinosaurs on more than one island. In the second movie, they literally called Isla Nublar, Isla Sorna, and these three other islands in the general vicinity Cinco Muertes, the five deaths.
And
so there's probably dinosaurs on all of them.
The sad thing is, and I think this will say something about how much this franchise cares about continuity, I thought Jurassic World was on Site B. I could have sworn that there was marketing for the first Jurassic World where they said it was a second site.
But then you watch the movie and they talk about the fact that they built the park over top of the original Jurassic Park.
You see one of the wreck of one of the trucks from the original movie.
Yeah. And then when they...
That apparently hasn't been cleaned up in about 20 years.
Yeah. And then you also see the fact that, like, when they show, like, the map of the park, the shape of the island is the same shape as Isla Nublar that you've seen in the original Jurassic Park. So, I mean, you pick up on these things, but, like, they didn't necessarily spell it out for you when you watch the trailers. So,
like, basically, y'all, what you have here is One critic who has not followed the franchise, one critic who has, and we're both telling you the same thing. This movie's stupid.
It's kind of fun, but it's stupid.
Yeah. And since it's 20 after 5, and I don't know how we haven't been kicked out of the studio yet.
See you guys.